This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Sounds Choral. This program was started and hosted over all these years by our colleague Marjorie Herman, and she built it into one of the premier choral broadcasts in the country. Dr. Herman has retired from the Classical Network and will miss her greatly. Sounds Choral, however, will continue with an adventurous and unique new dynamic as we will mine the choral riches and treasures of our region and present a group of rotating hosts that make up some of the best, most accomplished, and respected choral conductors and scholars in the country, if not the world. We invite you to enjoy Sounds Choral as this weekly program turns to a new and exciting chapter.
That was a track from a new CD entitled Like Is the Heart, music for the Templar's Garden, conducted by Robert Quinney and the choir of New College, Oxford. You just heard a work by 15th century composer Johannes Ockeghem, Sicut Cervus Desiderat. This is James Jordan from Westminster Choir College. This is the second program in a three-week series of discussions with Oxford conductors, coming to you from the University of Oxford at the international recognized Choral Institute at Oxford. And today we will speak with Robert Quinney, the new conductor of the New College Choir. Before we start this week's interview in the antechapel of New College, let's listen to another setting of Like Is the Heart by George Friedrich Handel.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Choral Institute at Oxford is a unique partnership between Westminster Choir College and St. Stephen's House, a permanent private house at the University of Oxford, where the acclaimed Westminster Williamson Voices is the choir in residence. This program is co-directed by myself and the Grammy-nominated producer and world-acclaimed composer James Whitburn. Each year, 30 conductors come to this incredible place to not only study with the world-renowned Oxford faculty, but also is a place where the ensemble in residence, the Westminster Williamson Voices, becomes the real teacher with their singing and feedback to each conductor. This common sharing of the shared miracle that is choral singing follows in the inspired wisdom of Westminster Choir College's founder, John Finley Williamson. One of the only programs of its kind in the world, information for study at the Choral Institute of Oxford each year, held the first 2 weeks of July, can be found at rider.edu/Oxford. Today's guest is Robert Quinney. Robert Quinney is organist at New College, Oxford. In addition to the daily direction of New College's world-famous choir, his work comprises teaching, lecturing, and examining as a tutorial fellow of the college and an associate professor of the University Faculty of Music. He also maintains a parallel career as a solo organist, and he is a prolific recording artist. His discs of organ music by J.S. Bach, Elgar, Dupré, Wagner, and Brahms, and several CDs with the Choir of Westminster Abbey and the 16 have been widely acclaimed. Robert Quinney read music at King's College, Cambridge, where he was organ scholar. After 4 years as assistant master of music at Westminster Cathedral, he became sub-organist of Westminster Abbey in 2004. While at the Abbey, he performed on concert tours to the United States, Australia, and Russia, at several televised services, including The Marriage of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and on the BBC documentary Westminster Abbey. In April 2013, he moved to Peterborough Cathedral, where he was director of music for 16 months. Between 2009 and 2014, he was director of Ondel for Organists, whose residential courses continue to attract organists from all over the world. It's our pleasure to welcome today the director of the New College Choir, Robert Quinney, who inherited the job from one of our other interviewees on Sounds Choral, Edward Higginbottom. Well, here we are at New College. We've changed locations from St. Stephen's House, and I'm here with Robert Quinney, who I just met last year because he was part of the Choral Institute at Oxford. So thank you for sitting down, friend.
It's my pleasure.
So let's talk. The subject of this program is this is not the newest CD.
It is our most recent CD. It's just been out for a month.
So Like is the Heart, and it's the choir of New College, Oxford. Robert Quinney, Americans may know the New College Choir with its previous director, which was Edward Higginbottom, who was here for 38 years, and Robert is his, I don't know if we call it successor, but he's the next in line. So welcome. Tell us about New College and how you now fit in to this place.
Sure. Well, I am indeed Edward's successor, and the most recent in a very long line of musicians employed by this college. New College, it's called New College, but it is not at all new. No. It was founded in 1379, and our founder, William of Wykeham, conceived as part of his foundation, not just the scholars, but also an ecclesiastical foundation, a large chapel and a choir attached to it, and indeed a school to educate the choristers. So in setting that up, he actually established a pattern for choirs in this country that then many other institutions followed. So other colleges in Oxford and Cambridge, but also at the Reformation, a lot of cathedral choirs adopted the pattern that was set up here in the 14th century, of a choir of 16 choristers and about the same number of adult singers singing the alto, tenor, and bass lines these days. We don't know really what people sang at the beginning of this choir's history, but it's developed over the years now to be a very wide repertoire.
So the choir sings evensong. They have duties to perform. The boys work for how long each day with you?
We rehearse twice a day, once at lunchtime. We don't have an early morning rehearsal, which is great as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, a lot of people are up at the crack of dawn to rehearse their choir, but we rehearse at lunchtime. So the boys have already done a morning at school, and they come over to college wearing their gowns and mortarboards and We rehearse for an hour at lunch, and then they do the rest of their school day, lessons and playing sport and all the other things that they do in school, and then they come over to college, have tea in hall, sandwiches and cake, and then we rehearse just for a short time, just with the boys, and then the clerks join us at 20 past five, and evensong is at 6:15.
Fantastic. Let's just start with the Palestrina Sicut Cervos, which is on this CD, Like is the Heart, and it's Novum. Is this your label here?
Yeah, Novum is our in-house college label. So Edward set this up probably about 10 years ago now, and it's a tremendous opportunity, I think it was for him, and it certainly has been for me, to do some interesting projects, providing I can find funding for them.
Of course. Well, welcome to the club.
You know, I have complete artistic control, which, you know, not many conductors have, I think, if they're recording for more established labels. Edward set it up brilliantly, and it's something that we very much want to continue. This is our latest CD, and it's I call it our accidental concept album, because it's a CD made up entirely of settings of the same text, Psalm 42 in the Book of Common Prayer, which many people know as "Like as the heart desireth the water brooks," and this CD accompanies a new book by the author Catherine Clover.
I saw that book in. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and Blackwell's certainly carrying it.
Sorry, the name escaped me. I was going to say something, like, ridiculous. So it's in Blackwell. So what's the book on?
The book is an historical novel set in the early 15th century, late 14th, early 15th century. It's a novel by Catherine Alette Clover, and as part of the narrative, two of the characters visit New College, which at the point in the novel at which it's mentioned is a very new foundation, and the characters hear two choristers singing, and the piece that the choristers are heard singing is Sicut Cervos by Ochakam from his Requiem. And this plays a role in the novel, and Catherine wanted to commission New College Choir, a choir she's admired for many years, to record a CD not as a kind of soundtrack to the novel, but as an accompaniment to it, that the two kind of exist separately, but there's some cross-fertilization there, and she was very keen that we should sing all of these settings of Like as the Heart. So at the time I thought, well, this is going to be quite a boring CD, but as it turns out, there's huge musical variety there, and you know, huge stylistic variety. It's music from Ochakam, right up to the present day, because Catherine commissioned two composers with links to New College to write new pieces of music.
So we'll first let our listeners, I don't think Palestrina needs any explanation to listeners, so we'll just listen to Sicut Cervos.
Oh,
Moving on to the Buxtehude. What is unique about this piece as far as you're concerned?
Well, this is
Is there anything unique about
it? Yeah, it's a remarkable piece that I didn't know. I had to do a bit of research to put this program together.
I don't know it.
And up came this piece. I mean, as an organist, I love Buxtehude's music. There's so much wonderful organ repertoire by him. But his vocal music is less well known. He composed a huge quantity for it as the organist of the Marienkirche in Lübeck in northern Germany. Among other things, he had this famous series of evening concerts, Abendmusik. And who knows, this piece may have been performed first then, I suspect it was. It starts with the text, Quem ad modum desiderat cervus. But the text is then adorned with various digressions and developments of the text about longing for God, wanting to be brought into the presence of God. The piece is actually a very upbeat setting. It is Italianate in character. And one of the lovely things about recording it was that we were able to work with instrumental colleagues, two violinists and a cellist, with whom we work quite a bit. Also, it allowed four of our trebles to sing by themselves as soloists. The piece, in fact, is originally ascribed to a tenor. But I thought, you know, I have these fantastic choristers in the top year this year, so why don't I carve it up between them? And that's what we do. So they take it in turns. Four boys take a section each, and then right at the end they sing together. So it was a lovely thing to work on that. It's technically very challenging music for them, a lot of coloratura stuff, and they learnt it very quickly, assimilated it rapidly, and I think... take my hat off to them, because they can sing this music so stylishly. They seem to understand the gestures, the affect of the music almost intuitively.
Well, we'll let our listeners listen to this Buxtehude. And the title, I don't have my reading glasses.
No. So Quem ad modum, which is a different translation of the Hebrew. Sicut or Quem ad modum means the same thing.
Quem ad modum desider cervus. So we'll listen to that now.
Thank you.
Let's move to Howells, because I think most of our listeners will be familiar with Howells. So I have one question before you talk about Howells.
So you're new here. Is this a good place to record in? Is it a semi-good place? Does it present challenges to you?
There are quite a few challenges here, actually, acoustically. It's not, New College Chapel we're talking about, is not a particularly favorable space for singers. I think, just by chance, I think, not by design, it's not a very resonant building. There's quite a lot of glass, and the stone, I think, is quite absorbent. So we don't have the luxury of a long echo. In some ways, it's a strength because it lays bare every detail of what the choir is doing. So any imperfection of intonation or ensemble is right there and everybody can hear it and there's nowhere to hide. So it forces us really to work hard on all of those things. It also means that when we then travel to other places where also the acoustics are not perfect for a choir, we're kind of used to coping with that. So, and even better, if we go somewhere with a generous acoustic, it just feels like kind of stepping into a warm bath. It's lovely for the choir. And we were recently on tour in the States. We ended at the Cathedral in Atlanta, St. Philip's Cathedral in Atlanta, with wonderful, very generous acoustics. And it was just fabulous to sing in such a supportive environment. Having said that the chapel is not a very kind of favorable space, we're currently sitting in the ante-chapel, which is a transverse part of the building at right angles to the main chapel. It may be like this because Wickham intended the chapel to have a long nave that stretched back into where we now have the cloisters, or maybe his chapel is based on Merton College Chapel, which itself was intended to have a long nave, which it never got. So we're sitting in the ante-chapel, which is a bit like a transept of a cathedral, only it's not attached to a nave. It's simply the crossbar of a T, with the chapel as the vertical of the T. So the ante-chapel actually is, as listeners can probably hear, quite resonant. And most of this disc was recorded in the ante-chapel. Because it's largely a cappella repertoire or music just with a small positive organ or with the instruments I was talking about in the case of the Buxtehude. The Howells, however, we did record in the choir stalls because we needed to use the main organ, which speaks that way into the chapel.
And that organ is, who's the builder?
This is one of the things that makes New College unique, actually. The organ was built in 1969 by a fairly short-lived English company called Grant, Dagens and Bradbeer. They never built an organ outside this country, but they were very heavily influenced by German organs especially, and the classical revival in organ building that happened around the time of the Second World War. Made it to England by the 60s. Famous organ was built in Queen's College Chapel, just down the road, by the Danish company Frobenius. And the organist of the time here, New College, David Lumsden, my predecessor but one, was very taken with this new style of organ and got together with Grant Dagens and Brad Beer to build what is really a modernist instrument. It looks like a modernist statement. It has a kind of spiky
case and
Bauhaus Gothic sort of case. and it speaks with a very classical voice. So it's not an obvious instrument for accompanying Howells, but I think people will hear that in the hands of capable players, in this case Joseph Laming, who's the senior organ scholar at New College, it can sound very warm, romantic, and sensitive with the voices.
One of the things that always is a challenge, I think, with Howells is so many of the pieces were written for rooms, specific rooms, and I find there's always some adjustment that needs to take place for those pieces when they're not in that room.
Yes.
Any adjustments that you...
Well, with Like As the Heart, we don't know of a specific
intended
space. So, I mean, in a sense, we can sort of do it the way we like. I think this is a piece that is sometimes sung a bit too slowly because it's so beautiful. People haven't, So I can't remember what the indication is, but... I think there is a warning not to take it too slowly. In the tempo indication. And I think actually it is more lyrical if one thinks of it as moving kind of harmonically at least two in a bar rather than four
I agree.
In a bar. I mean, there's no doubt that it is one of, it's a miniature masterpiece. It's one of Howells's most beautifully conceived pieces. There's no sort of spare flesh on it. Everything matters. And it perfectly captures this mood of longing, I think. He wrote it in the middle of the war, and who knows if there's some resonance there in his mind. But I'm pleased with the way this has come out. It's a scary thing to record a piece that has been recorded probably hundreds of times before, yeah, and is so well known to people across the world. But it's great music, so it can take... It can take a new way of doing it. Well, I hope it's a new way of doing it, and I hope it stands up anyway against the many classic recordings of this piece.
Well, we'll let our listeners listen to that now. The Howls Like Is the Heart. So moving on. So introduce this next. So this was a commission for.
Sure.
This?
Yes. So our commissioner, Catherine Alette Clover, who has written this novel, it's called The Templar's Garden. She commissioned not only this album of music as an accompaniment to her book, but also two new pieces. And she chose composers who have a connection with New College. And those composers are Anthony Pitts, who was a music student here in the 1980s, and Alexander Lestrange, who was a chorister here. We're going to hear Alexander's piece, As the Chased Heart. Alexander is a very eclectic musician. He writes a lot of music for choirs, but he's also written some fantastic, as it were, community pieces for schools. He is very comfortable moving between various different idioms of music. So you'll hear in this piece the influence of jazz harmonies and of close harmony singing. He was with us for the sessions and gave us a lot of help trying to sort of get into the style in which he wanted this piece to be sung. He found a text that I had not come across. It's another paraphrase of Psalm 42, a poetical paraphrase, by Sir Philip Sidney, the Elizabethan courtier and poet. And it's a really beautiful text, as the chastened heart that brayeth seeking some refreshing brook. So my soul in panting prayeth, searching on my God to look. I can't quite remember it, but it's you'll hear it, I hope. Hope the text will be clear enough that listeners can hear what it is. A very beautiful text. And Alexander has also said that for him to write a piece to follow on a disc, Like as the Heart by Howells, and Howells is one of his musical heroes, was quite a daunting task. But he's come up with something that kind of follows on, I think, from the kind of slightly bluesy harmonic world of Howells, develops that, and it's actually quite a simple piece of music. It's strophic, it's three verses. Second verse, the melody is sung by a tenor soloist with the choir accompanying. I think the effect is very beautiful and telling.
Well, thank you. I hear the choir coming in for their session.
We're about to rehearse.
It's time to rehearse, and thank you. We'll listen to the strange piece to close the program, but thank you for your time. We'll talk again.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Alexander Lestrange's setting of Like is the Heart, commissioned especially for this recording, Like is the Heart, on the Novum label, performed by Robert Quinney and the New College Choir. This has been Sounds Choral, and I am your host, James Jordan, from Westminster Choir College, and I invite you to next week's final program as we conclude this series of programs with Oxford conductors. Next week, we will have the privilege of speaking with Stephen Darlington as he begins his final year at the helm of the Christ Church Choir. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Osenberg, producer. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation in membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.